If you're somewhere around 35 years old or older, then you likely remember where you were on September 11, 2001, when you first heard about the terrorist attacks. I was in college at the time. Someone told me in the morning in my dorm room that America was under attack. I was confused, and I got up. I didn't have a TV in my room, so I walked down the hall to an open door where another student was watching the news on his little TV. And I remember walking into his room and watching the events unfold before me in disbelief. We all watched in disbelief and horror as we saw so many innocent people lose their lives due to an incomprehensible act of evil. It was hard to see and hard to believe. Friends, the thing is, we live in a world that is full of evil. We can't ignore it or pretend it's not there. Thankfully, God's word doesn't ignore it, but speaks to the reality of evil. Not necessarily answering every question we have, but certainly helping us understand what we need to know. Our sermon passage today is 1 Samuel chapters 21 and 22. And in this passage, we are confronted with evil in a particularly horrific way. And to make matters worse, the evil committed was carried out by Saul, the king of Israel, and one of his servants. In other words, this was not simply a random act of violence, as horrible as those are. No, this was the man who was in authority, who was in power, who was supposed to be representing God for the good of God's people, using the power and authority that he had been given to do wicked. He was someone in a position of authority who wielded the authority given to him by the Lord to oppose the Lord's purposes, do what was wicked in his eyes, and shed innocent blood. When we are confronted with evil, it is often overwhelming and disorienting, causing us to be heavy-hearted and confused. And yet, while we grieve the shedding of innocent blood and lament the presence of evil and wrestle with hard questions that have no easy answers, the Lord does want us to remember and believe something. As a matter of fact, I think there is truth he wants us to cling to hold fast to put our hope in. In our passage, we will see that although Saul perpetuated evil, shedding innocent blood, the Lord preserved David, who escaped and sought to protect the Lord's people from Saul's wicked rule. And here's what I believe the Lord wants to impress upon our hearts. Evil people committing evil deeds do not hinder the Lord from accomplishing his purposes. I'm going to read 1 Samuel chapter 21 and 22. Then David came to Nob, to Ahimelech the priest. And Ahimelech came to meet David trembling and said to him, "Why are you alone and no one with you?" And David said to Ahimelech the priest, "The king has charged me with a matter and said to me, 'Let no one know anything of the matter about which I send you and with which I have charged you. I have made an appointment with the young men for such and such a place. Now then, what do you have on hand? Give me 5 loaves of bread or whatever is here.'" And the priest answered David, "I have no common bread on hand, but there is holy bread, if the young men have kept themselves from women." And David answered the priest, "Truly, women have been kept from us, as always, when I go on an expedition. The vessels of the young men are holy, even when it is an ordinary journey. How much more today will their vessels be holy?" So the priest gave him the holy bread, for there was no bread there but the bread of the presence, which is removed from before the Lord, to be replaced by hot bread on the day it is taken away. Now a certain man of the servants of Saul was there that day, detained before the Lord. His name was Doeg the Edomite, the chief of Saul's herdsmen. Then David said to Ahimelech, "Then have you not here a spear or a sword at hand? For I have brought neither my sword nor my weapons with me, because the king's business required haste." And the priest said, "The sword of Goliath the Philistine, whom you struck down in the valley of Elah, behold, it is here wrapped in a cloth behind the ephod. If you will take that, take it, for there is none but that here." And David said, "There is none like that. Give it to me." And David rose and fled that day from Saul and went to Achish, the king of Gath. And the servants of Achish said to him, "Is not this David, the king of the land? Did they not sing to one another of him in dances? Saul has struck down his thousands and David his 10,000s." And David took these words to heart and was much afraid of Achish, the king of Gath. So he changed his behavior before them and pretended to be insane in their hands and made marks on the doors of the gate and let his spittle run down his beard. Then Achish said to his servants, "Behold, you see the man is mad. Why then have you brought him to me? Do I lack madmen that you have brought this fellow to behave as a madman in my presence? Shall this fellow come into my house?" David departed from there and escaped to the cave of Adullam. And when his brothers and all his father's house heard it, they went down there to him. And everyone who was in distress, and everyone who was in debt, and everyone who was bitter in soul gathered to him. And he became commander over them. And there were with him about 400 men. And David went from there to Mizpah of Moab. And he said to the king of Moab, "Please let my father and my mother stay with you till I know what God will do for me." And he left them with the king of Moab, and they stayed with him all the time that David was in the stronghold. Then the prophet Gad said to David, "Do not remain in the stronghold. Depart and go into the land of Judah." So David departed and went into the forest of Hereth. Now Saul heard that David was discovered, and the men who were with him. Saul was sitting at Gibeah under the tamarisk tree on the height with his spear in his hand, and all his servants were standing about him. And Saul said to his servants who stood about him, "Hear now, people of Benjamin, will the son of Jesse give every one of you fields and vineyards? Will he make you all commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds, that all of you have conspired against me? No one discloses to me when my son makes a covenant with the son of Jesse. None of you is sorry for me or discloses to me that my son has stirred up my servant against me to lie in wait as at this day." Then answered Doeg the Edomite, who stood by the servants of Saul, "I saw the son of Jesse coming to Nob, to Ahimelech the son of Ahitub, and he inquired of the Lord for him and gave him provisions and gave him the sword of Goliath the Philistine." Then the king sent to summon Ahimelech the priest, the son of Ahitub, and all his father's